Good evening, my listening audience. This is Ronald Willis, the entrepreneur. I'm ready for your questions. This is a passion that I have about this entrepreneurship. And so I want you to do the questions, you to ask the questions. I've given you a basic reference of what's going to be in this course. And I've given you my telephone number, 443-854-6665 is my cell phone number. The radio number that you can call, station, is 1-319-527-6763. I'm leaving the lines open for your questions because you have about 30 more minutes of my time. I'm ready whenever you're ready to call in.
Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Again, that number is 311-319-527-6763. That is the radio station. I'm waiting for your call. Teachers who put ideas in my head, poets that gave me inspiration, people inside and outside of my race gave me inspiration. I'm an extrovert, and all that helped me to maneuver, navigate through 12 properties in my lifetime. So I'm waiting for your calls. Just briefly, I'll say that one of the things in this course that I teach, one segment of it, has to deal with landlord expenses. So I'll talk about taxes. I'll talk about insurance, what the profit margin should be with your rents. I'll talk about the city's inspections requirements. Talk about the importance of a good CPA, certified public accountant. And I'll talk about slumlords and the importance of maintenance. Oh, my goodness. The importance of maintenance. So I'm waiting for your calls. I want to be a good listener. But you have to call me to get this information so that you can become a good landlord. Part of my management style, and I teach that in my course here, is how I help tenants. Explain to them the water bills, how they interrelate with their rent. Talk about many ways they can pay me, the contemporary ways of paying the landlord. Talk about the attitude you should have towards your tenants. So I'm waiting for your calls. I have some true stories how I've helped tenants through troubling times by using their security deposits to overcome their problem. Death in the family, they needed money for tuition, and they were good tenants. And I allowed them to use their security deposits and pay me back with no interest. Who does that? But these same tenants stayed for 10, 15, and 20 years. There are some good people out there. One hand washes the other. So I'm listening for your calls. I hope you do have interest in this. Again, that's Ronald Willis at 443-854-6665. And station to call into is 1-319-527-6763.
Amen. Mr. Willis, this is me again. I have a young lady. She said she's going to be calling in. I'm just waiting for her to dial in. But I'm intrigued in knowing, you know, to get started, how much do you need to, you had said last, because I've been listening to every one of your series, about 20,000 in the 21st century, about 20,000 would be the amount to start?
For a property that's turnkey, for properties that's presently being rented in the right location, the down payment is going to be somewhere in that 15 to 20% range of the asking price of the house. Now, the only variance would be a house that you bought as a shell and you had a rehabilitation loan. You may need less for that. If you're a veteran, you may need less. You will need less for that. So it is. It does vary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I wanted to see where, you know, the starting point would be. And another question is: do you want to relieve yourself of any of the current ones that you have? That's already 100%.
They're doing well. And I want to say this to you to answer your first question. Equity. Mm-hmm. I think most of the public does not really realize the value of the equity that's already in your home, because that's added leverage to buy the next home. That can be a part of the down payment. Now, although equity means a second loan, it's also a way to purchase and use it as a part of your down payment. Keep that in mind. But to answer your question about selling any of my existing properties, well, in time I will. Even in doing this pandemic, my tenants are paying me on time with a smile, and there's really no reason for me to sell because the profit margin is great. None of them are in a defunct position. So I should have no reason to sell. It's an opportune time to keep the properties. And if you know the composition of Baltimore, there's more people trying to rent than trying to buy because of the present economic conditions. Now, sure, there's certain segments of the society right now in Baltimore City and County and the other counties where people are still buying expensive homes. There will always be people buying expensive homes, but the masses will have great difficulties, especially during this pandemic, when people are losing their jobs, losing their homes. And one of the reasons for me being on this show is to share with them that you can keep your home if you're savvy, if you are willing to compromise and get good tenants, as I have.
Okay, I think the young lady has called in. The last four digits of your phone number is 0812. Did you have a question concerning real estate matters with and for Mr. Ronald Willis? you can speak. Your mic is open.
Okay, I'm listening. Maybe we lost her. I don't know. I gave my cell phone
zero.
Out several times. And hello,
no,
who's calling?
He's there. 0812. Would you like to say something?
Good evening.
Good evening. I would like to find out how are you making out as far as with your tenants in this COVID-19 pandemic, where I know some landlords say that they have tenants that kept up with their rent, but some didn't, and what type of hardship does that present?
Well, I think it's called the CARE Act. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your congressman may know more about that than I do, and there is some monies available for those who are deserving if they fit a certain criteria, that if they lost their job because of the condition that we're in right now, that they can get some reimbursement for their rent. Fortunately, that doesn't apply to me. All my tenants are essential employees. I have tenants who are light rail drivers, bus drivers, some white-collar workers, blue-collar workers, pink-collar workers, but they're all essential. And one has lost her job because the company just folded. They couldn't stay above float. And she luckily enough saved enough money for several months' rent. Plus, she has certain medical conditions that is influencing her to leave. But I cannot answer your question with any candid answer because, again, I don't fall into that category where any of my tenants are affected by COVID-19.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions? I say this, if any of my tenants were affected by COVID-19, I would humanely adjust their rent. But of course, they would have to prove to me that their salary or their hours have been decreased, and I would make adjustments. I'm sure just in like the, what time was that? Period in history, the Depression. I'm sure landlords had to adjust their rents, and so did every other creditor So so far I haven't had to do that, and here again, candor is prevailing. If the tenants come to me with a legitimate trust but verified proof, I would adjust my rent so that they wouldn't have to be evicted. And by the way, the courts are open now in Baltimore City, and evictions are taking place. And so that some tenants who may think they can get over because of the COVID-19, those chances have diminished or eliminated because the courts and the evictions are taking place.
Now, that's...
Any more questions?
Yeah, last session you had said you were purchasing a new apartment complex, and how is that one going? Is that going well as far as acquisition?
Well, yes, it's on my same street where I live. It's a duplex. He wants $140,000 for it. I've visited that duplex several times. It's a little pricey. I've offered him a certain amount of cash. And I'm waiting for he and his family to decide. Five people have to decide on this transaction, and all I have to do is wait. It's occupied by tenants, and there are some people in this business, because of a death of the family, they want to get out of it. They've had enough of it. They've made their money. They want to leverage to something else. So to answer your question, it's a matter of waiting. It's a matter of waiting, and... I have the cash. It's available, and I use the cash that I got from the proceeds from the other two properties, just setting it Navy Federal in a CD, and the CD is worth 3.5 interest, and I can take those monies out anytime I want to purchase whatever I want. So when the right opportunity comes, as this opportunity on my same street, if it comes, I'll be ready for cash. Cash is always king.
Right, right.
So
we have another caller. I believe they would want to say something. The last four digits of your phone number is 5742. If you'd like to ask Mr. Willis anything to deal with real estate or what he's spoken to, if you've listened, and this is his third session, would you like to ask a question at this time?
No, not at this time. If I can have a question, I will ask.
Okay, the other caller at 5742, the last four digits of your phone, 5742.
My phone number, my cell phone is 443-854-6665.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal cell phone number. They can call that number also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I was
I'm waiting for the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I'm going to give you the next caller a little encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, rise, and shine.
So I'm waiting for the next caller.
Yeah, the lines are open. You could just ask a question, please.
Okay, I have a question about real estate. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we're
All
buying
right.
a home. Okay. I know that, you know, sometimes when you go and you're searching for a home, let's say you see a house and they say that they want $350,000 for the home. How does it work when you're dealing directly with the realtor?
The realtor has a role. He can represent you, or he can represent the owner also. Is that the thrust of your question?
Yeah. So let's say the owner is going through a realtor, and you're interested in purchasing their home. Okay. What percentage would you be liable for? Again, because I know that the realtors do get their portion out of once you buy.
Well, the real estate agent has a commission to make, and
yes.
it's generally from 5 to 7%. Could be negotiable, a little bit less. But that percentage is governed by the real estate agency's agent, not the agent, but the real estate company. And sometimes there's two real estate agents involved. Did you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I muted the phone because it was some background noise. So go ahead, sir.
So to answer your question, you must get involved with a seasoned real estate agent, and they can negotiate the price, the terms for you, and they are supposed to allow you to look in that home several times before you make up your mind. But it is illegal for you, the buyer, to talk directly to the owner. You may... usually when you look at a home, the buyer is nowhere around. He's given the permission for you to enter the home with the real estate agent, but the negotiations stay with the real estate agent. And again, you do not have any say in the commission from the real estate agent. Your concern should be in the quality of the house, the neighborhood, the condition of the house. You may want to have it inspected. I mean, you, and for the price range that you just gave, you want to make sure that the house is sound, free from asbestos, free from hazards. You know, you should make sure certain warranties are in effect. These kind of things. Did you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I've unmuted their line. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I hope I've answered your question.
Okay. I have... Go ahead.
I have a question, the 0812 line.
Okay.
If you're trying to purchase your first investment property and you don't have cash and you can't get traditional financing through the bank, would you recommend a hard money lender? And if you did go through a hard money lender, how much interest would you suggest you pay on that hard money loan? Because I know that now the interest rates are really low with the bank, but hard money lenders, what would you suggest as, I guess, the highest interest rate you would pay with a hard money lender?
Well, the hard money lender will either want his money back in 5 years or sooner. He can negotiate to some degree the interest rate. But try your credit card. I have purchased a house with a credit card. I combined two credit cards and bought a house for $45,000. And it worked out because a year and a half, 2 years later, I refinanced. So creative financing is still out there, not just hard money lending. Hard money lending means it's a high risk to you. So what I'm saying is it's hard for me to say how much you can ask for the hard money lender. He's going to want to put himself in a position to want his money back much sooner than 15 or 20 years. So you want to make sure that your investment that you're asking him to finance is well-sounded in good logic. Did you hear me, ma'am? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I did hear you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more time. Last four digits of your phone number being 5742, would you like to ask Mr. Willis a question at this time? Okay. Okay. Well, Mr. Willis, I believe those are all the questions for tonight. If you want to conclude and let the individuals know more about your training sessions or your courses that you are holding, you have 30 more minutes.
Okay, yes. Well, I just want to let you know that it's $125 for every 2 hours, and this may extend to 8 to 10 weeks. I would like to start sometime next month. At a place here in East Baltimore, there's a church here in East Baltimore on Hillen Road that I can use their facility. If you really want to follow up with this, you haven't heard me repeat my number several times, along with the radio station's number several times. And if I get enough people in a class, I will continue this weekly request for people to save their houses and to become entrepreneurs like me, not just to save my house, but to use it to buy other properties, to understand generational wealth in one lifetime. So be strong, be observant, do your homework, be persistent. There are opportunities out there, and use leverage to your advantage. And that doesn't mean to someone else's disadvantage. Just means that you just enjoy the apple pie of America. And remember this poem, I too sing America. I am the doctor, brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. And no one will dare say to me then, go eat in the kitchen. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. Yes, I too sing America. And I am singing America right now at $17,000 a month because I prepared for this day 40 years ago. And on the closing note, I want to say, we don't make it alone. We make it with the help of other people. Shanita Vicky Williams is my significant other, and she has helped me build my business in the last few years. She has helped put the final touches on making my business perfected more and more. So we all need help, be it from a relative, friend, or sometimes even a stranger. I've gotten some great handymen who just needed an opportunity to work. I gave them an opportunity. They took it. They worked out well. So in this course, you'll learn that you don't make it alone. No man is an island. You make it because of networking. You make it because of good advice. And you make it because of your follow-up skills. That's it for me.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Willis. I know everyone appreciates you. The first hour, you had quite a lot of callers that did not call back in, but I know they really appreciate you. I prayerfully you'll continue, and your followers will grow, you know, as well as your projected class that you would like to do. And I really appreciate you taking the time to give us a little bit of your, you know, intel, a little bit of your legacy that's pouring into us, and really appreciate you. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you. I hope to come back. Mm-hmm. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, God bless. All right, good night.
Bye.
Okay.